Lisa Belanger from Knight's Cabin joining me on the show. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. A Night of Yoga. This is an event coming up February 20th at the Canmore Nordic Center. What's this all about?
It's a yoga-thon, so there'll be a few hours of yoga with different instructors from the Bow Valley, and the idea to fundraise for Knight's Cabin Cancer Retreats, which is a national charity, but we're located right here in town.
Tell us a little bit about these retreats.
So the retreats are to act as a catalyst for health behavior change for cancer survivors. We go over information on physical activity, nutrition, stress and sleep management, and of course programming around yoga, hikes, things like that, and healthy meals. This is done at absolutely no cost to the cancer survivor and their support person, so they're also invited to bring somebody along with them.
It's more than just a weekend of instruction though. There's certainly a healing component and a networking component too, isn't there?
Absolutely. To put people in a group of people that have gone through similar things has so many great side effects, and you talk about community and support, absolutely, but also so much laughter.
Sounds like a great program and a great day of fundraising. So we've got yoga. What else is going to be happening?
There's going to be live music. We're going to have a toast of Prosecco after and cake. And there's going to be the fire will be lit. It'll be absolutely beautiful. And it's for beginners to expert yogis.
Where can people sign up for Night of Yoga?
Go to nightofyoga.com, which is K-N-I-G-H-T of yoga. We are asking people to raise $100. All donations over $10, they get a tax receipt.
Excellent. Now, leading up to the big Night of Yoga on February 20th, you've got a couple of other similar kinds of events going on.
Yeah, so we have Wine Night, which is this Thursday, and it's at Sage Bistro. So if you've ever been sitting there thinking this would be a great place to do yoga or to socialize, we're going to have a wine tasting, delicious Sage food, also a chance to learn how to saber a champagne bottle.
Cool.
$40 for the social event or $50 including the yoga part.
Is there a live music component to Wine Night as well?
Yes. Yeah, so at Wine Night, Emily Patterson will be serenading us for the night.
Excellent. And next week, the Bruga event?
On the 31st. Yeah. Bruga is, as you can imagine, yoga in the brewery. So we'll have, again, the same thing. You can come for yoga, or if you want to just join us for the social after, that's great. There'll be food and beer and entertainment from Seth Anderson.
And this is at the Grizzly Paw Brewery?
Absolutely.
A huge space to do yoga in there.
It's beautiful too. So it's a great chance to check out the venue if you haven't been. And again, if you've been, I'm sure you've wanted to do yoga there. So.
And where can people get tickets for Wine Night or the Bruga event?
So if they go to knightscabin.com, K-N-I-G-H-T, find them under events.
Excellent. So we've got Wine Night this week, Bruga on the 31st, and the big Night of Yoga on February 20th up at the Canmore Nordic Center. Three great fundraisers for Knight's Cabin, local cancer survivor retreats. Lisa Belanger, thanks for joining me on the show today.
Thank you.